Chapter 4. By 1797, over 10,000 coasters and nearly 3,500 foreign-going vessels were coming up to London annually. The West India vessels contributed particularly to the river's traffic jam. In September 1793, the West India merchants held a meeting in an attempt to resolve it, which was to lead in due course to the building of London's first commercial docks. Theo Barker, from Dockland. "Bloody poser," Janice Coppin muttered, jerking her head towards the interview room, where she had sequestered the man who wished to make a missing person's report. Ought to have his mobile phone surgically implanted in his ear. Gemma knew the type all too well. They indulged in the prolonged and very public use of their mobile phones in the trendier cafes and coffee houses, and this disregard for both cost and manners apparently served as a badge of social status. "Do you think we should take this seriously, then?" she asked. "Can't see him as a practical joker," Janice answered reluctantly. "And his distress seems genuine enough. It's just that he fancies himself a bit." With a dark look at Kincaid as he came through the door at the end of the corridor, she added in Gemma's ear, "But I imagine you're used to that." Before Gemma could come up with a retort, however, Kincaid joined them. "I postponed the media a bit longer, till we see what this chap has to say. Have you told him anything?" Janice shook her head. "Just that someone will speak to him. And I sent one of the constables in with a cuppa." "Right. Then let's not get the wind up with an abundance of police presence. Why don't you run a check on... what's his name, Inspector?" "Reginald Mortimer." Janice articulated each syllable distinctly, crinkling her nose as if she found it distasteful. "Run a check on Mr. Mortimer, then, Inspector, while Gemma and I have a word with him." "Sir?" Kincaid stopped, hand on the doorknob. Janice hesitated, then shrugged. "Never mind." As she turned away, Gemma saw her glance at her watch.